Spars 10, this meeting was scheduled for 10 o'clock. Welcome at the meeting of the Select Committee for Finance, dealing with the Financial Sector Regulation Bill that we want to finalize today. Mr. Rento, apologies. I know that Honorable Motara is out of the country. That's the only apology I know of. I requested the Honorable Zamandi and Motla Shipping to be phoned to come to M514 to join us. So that deals with the apologies. Honorable members, you must have with you the C version of the bill that we are dealing with, that we'll have to look at, referring to 16 clauses that have been amended, including an amended amendment to the Financial Market Act as well. Now, we've gone through this last week clause by clause. I also received a letter from the Honorable ESAC referring to a specific clause, namely clause 137. I received it on the 5th of May. I forwarded this to Advocate Jenkins, and I forwarded it to Roy. And I replied, I think on the same day, I replied to Honorable ESAC. Treasury will again rerun the C version that we are all on board. You will remember the question I asked last week. Will this stand in a court of law? It's a very important question, and I was asked this question an hour ago. And we must be very clear before we take this to the MCOP plenary. We've done everything possible that this thing will stand, not this thing, this bill, these amendments, and that it's aligned, it's in a certain sense, to the FICA bill that's now an act, because the two goes together. So with that introduction, honorable members, I'm going to hand over to Roy, Mr. Roy Hofferman, to take us through. Thank you, Roy. Thank you for being back in Cape Town.
No problem. Thank you, Chair. There are worse places in the world to come back to. Chair, the C list, as you indicated, just basically is, you remember last time we did it showing you how it fit into the law.
Yes.
But I think we did go through almost every single clause, but I can quickly go through them again.
Specifically 137, that was highlighted.
Okay, no problem. So,
before that, are there any questions before you've read the C list, the C version members, that you want to pose now your questions, that Roy can deal with that, that we don't have extended meeting until 13:30? Are there any questions coming from Honorable Mohai, Honorable ESA? Yes.
Chairperson, if I may, yes, thank you very much for the opportunity, and thank you again for being able to respond to my correspondence last week so speedily. I'm very grateful indeed. Thank you. Chairperson, I just wanted to point out, for the sake of the committee, that, the whole issue, after having gone and read it again, was one concern of, that it has huge constitutional implications, as you've outlined. Yes, and that was the real matter for concern, and that's why I queried, and I'm very grateful that you were able to respond. Because of policy through you, Chairperson, huge policy implications, and of course the fact that the FICA issue that ran with it and. This was actually where the clause 137 specifically that I raised. So I'm very grateful that Roy is here to be able to explain and run it with us again. Thanks, Chair.
Mr. Blanche, anything from you?
I'm covered by my colleague.
Bill Gaylor?
Okay.
Chair, that's a very good question, I think, from Honourable, because specifically, as we indicated, you know, what happened while the bill was sort of moving, had moved already from the standing committee to the select committee, is obviously the President wrote a letter to Parliament indicating that in the President's view there were certain concerns with the FICA bill relating to search and of premises. In particular, the President highlighted the Auction Alliance case where there was a concern about the ability of inspections and investigations, but particularly investigations, to take place on private premises. And the view was that, you know, and I think it's correct to think that people shouldn't be allowed to search your underwear drawer without a warrant, is essentially what the concern was. And then what happened at the same time, I don't know what's in your underwear drawer, but anyway. we then obtained a legal opinion from Jeremy Gauntlett, and on the basis of that legal opinion, the Standing Committee, as you know, revised the FICA bill and submitted it. So this is all happening while the bill, this bill is kind of coming up the food chain to here. Because of that, what we have done is we then asked Jeremy Gauntlett to provide a legal opinion on does this bill align with the FICA bill. So what we want to make sure that any of the concerns the President had on the FICA bill are also reflected in a corrected version of this bill. And on the basis of that, we did propose changes to clause, particularly clauses 132, but also some small changes to parts of 137 and 132 and particularly 137. And we then have had a lot of engagement with Jeremy Gauntlett, and the view is now that from our advocates that the bill, the two bills now actually align with one another. And then, as you know, the President's legal team has now reviewed the proposed amendments to the FICA bill, and the President is now happy that he thinks that they're constitutional. And so it is our view that the two bills are now essentially aligned.
That paragraph must be
So it is the view of the Treasury lawyers that, but I would defer to Advocate Jenkins if he has the same opinion. Obviously, we may have different views, but it is the view of our Treasury lawyers and that the bills are now aligned, and actually it's been very useful for us to be able to do this, because if we didn't make these changes, if this committee hadn't considered these changes, then I think the President would have probably referred the bill back, purely because he would have said, well, if you had to change the one, then why didn't you change the other? So we are of the view that we are now have aligned the two pieces of legislation appropriately.
It's also important, honourable members, since we met last week, we engaged with Mr. Halfman, with Advocate Jenkins and Advocate Tao. We called Honourable Karim. We had with us also Honourable Motara. And we again went through the C version, specific to Schedule 4. Referring to the amendments to the Banks Act, looking at the legal opinions, we concluded that this amendment will come through the omnibus above, but we requested that the Department, that National Treasury, speed this up. It can be dealt with by the two committees, Standing and Select Committee for Finance, in a joint fashion, and we can get that process through Parliament in a short space of time. And that's our request that's been noted here today in committee, that we follow that process, so that part of the C version will then be excluded and not be tabled tomorrow and be part of our report. I just want to clarify that to all the members. We indicated to you we will consult again. We did that immediately. Are there any other additions you want to add?
No, Chair, no additions.
Advocate Jenkins, from your side?
No, Chair, I'm in agreement with National Treasury's view. I've looked at the amendments. Last time we indicated that there is an additional area which an investigator can use in Clause 137, but that doesn't affect the constitutionality of the clause. I mean, the alignment is there, so I'm satisfied from the constitution.
Thank you, Advocate Jenkins. Yes, Mr. Rindle. Yes. Honourable members, I now table this C version with the exclusion of Schedule 4 to the committee that we can adopt this. Can I get a mover for adoption?
To be completely clear, we do need to include the Schedule 4 Financial Markets Act.
Yeah.
As you said.
Sorry. Do you need clarity?
On
the bill?
No, fine, we'll be through it. I just want to ask why we're there.
I'm requesting honourable members to cooperate. Can I get a mover for adoption? There's a mover for adoption. Can I get a seconder? Honourable Gaylor seconds the proposal. Thank you, honourable members. Then this is adopted. That will take us to the committee report, honourable members. Yes, sir, honourable sir.
Obviously, on behalf of the DA, we just want to reserve our position. We just want that to be minuted. Thank you.
It's the same position as the DA took in the National Assembly Committee on Finance. No, let him stay there. I'm happy with these two DA members. Order, this is not for discussion. Yes, or no, sir.
Mr. President, it is obviously on record that it is going to be referred back in any case to the Standing Committee of Finance. It's there, and that's confirmed.
It's a procedure.
Yes, it's a procedure. Yeah, well, I just want to put on record. That's how we understand it.
Okay. Thank you, honourable members. That covers the bill. Thank you, Roy. You can relax. Advocate Jenkins.
Thank you, honourable chairperson. Sorry to take you back. Just for our own procedural clarity, the C version that was tabled, that includes the amendment to the Financial Markets Act. That should be in.
I'm referring to amendments to the Banks Act.
That's right, and then we didn't include that in the C. Thank you, Chair.
Right. When will that be done?
No, that is us. In the
is that fine?
Chair.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So it's all systems go. Thank you. Sorry that I'm so a duck what left, but I want to be. Thank you. That is then covered, members. Then we go to the committee report. And the committee report was circulated to members. Where's my copy? Here it is. Thank you, Esther. Dealing with it so speedily last week. It was sent to members, and we requested members also yesterday at the appropriations meeting that please request submit your inputs to the secretariat. Did you receive anything, Mr. Rento? Esther, did you receive nothing? Fine. Well, members, let's deal with the report. I put it on page 1. I went through it about 3 or 4 times. The first copy had a lot of red marks with it. I'm working with a red pen. Page 1, are you in agreement? Can I get an indication? Thank you. Page 2, the consultation process. Public hearings we had, that's a capturing of the inputs by the stakeholders.
All right.
Fine. Page 3, resolution, page 4. I think we have very good public hearings. Page 5. Agreed. Page 6. Coming to the ombud. Very interesting part of the process we followed. Excuse me. Page 7. Page 8. Continuation of the ombuds input. Page 9, honorable members, refers to the implementation of the legislation. That's very important. Agreed, page 9. Page 10, looking at the financial implications. Thank you, Roy, for the latest table you supplied to the committee, the risks, etc. Then, also captured is the study tours, one to Mexico and one to United Kingdom. We didn't go to UK, but we went to Mexico. You were so exhausted, you wouldn't have gone to the UK. Yeah, page 12, that's a capturing of our Mexican report. Our trip to Mexico, it was just added to this report. Yeah. On page 14, the study tour by the Standing Committee, I think it's correct to include it to give you the full picture and to someone outside this committee to get that environment as well that was explored in the UK regarding this legislation. Interesting points that came out in that report. Page 15 and page 16, members. Page 17 and page 18. That's the UK report up to the top of page 19. That brings us to point 5, the committee observations, deliberations, etc. I think a very important point that also came out in the Standing Committee's report the question about cost, about fees, and this we will have to interrogate when we call Treasury again and stakeholders implicated in this legislation. What are they doing? What is the cost to it? It's our job to do the oversight over legislation. Not only this, all legislation we pass, we must do the oversight. I put to honourable members page 19. We refer to inputs made by stakeholders, that was important, also incorporated into Treasury's responses. Honourable members, I put to you page 20. Are you fine? I put a report to the committee. Can we have a mover for adoption? Honorable Gaylor moves for adoption. Can we have a seconder? Honorable Moai seconds. Honorable Moai and Gaylor, thank you. Yes, Honorable Tablach.
Chairperson, again, please, we deserve our position. Can that also be minuted? Thank you.
No, it's fine. It's fine, but you will assist us in the oversight, although you reserve your position. Yeah. Honourable members, this brings us to the end of a long process. Well, not so long for us. It was very long, 18 months for the Standing Committee. Important legislation for South Africa. To come in line with the global environment regarding the financial sector regulations. But honourable members, you will notice what happened the past couple of weeks in the National Assembly, hearings by the Standing Committee on Finance referring to the financial sector transformation. This fits into that. still standing alone. This, the FICA bill, financial transformation, is integrated. And we must express ourselves strongly that the financial sector must transform itself or government is going to do it for them. That's why this hearings is conducted. That's the purpose. And the people outside took notice of what's happening here. All the people. Goes to checkers, just do their shopping, and we show you. They come at your TV. We were quite interested. What's the banks doing with us? You're paying an amount of 460 Rand cash into FNB, but the cost is 60 Rand for that transaction. It doesn't make sense to me. Yes. Yes. It doesn't make sense to me. Why should I? But leave it there. Leave it there. Honourable members, that brings us to the minutes, the consideration and adoption of outstanding minutes. Roy, you can sit for another few minutes if you want to, but you're welcome to leave if you want to. We will release you, but thank you very much. And for the way you assisted the committee with the rest of your team, including Momo, the whole team treasury. We are fortunate to have people working at the treasury with that experience. And the people must appreciate that. And that message this committee will convey. I'll do it tomorrow in the presentation in the plenary as well. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. Jolani, where is it now? I'll take your copy. Honourable members, the minutes were circulated. It is the minutes of the 3rd of May. The deliberations on the Twin Peaks, consideration of proposed amendments, table of correspondence from the NCP chairperson, referring to that Oliver Tambo district municipality, consideration adoption of outstanding committee minutes. I put to you page 1, always in attendance, fantastic, 100%, cum laude. Yeah. Page 1, all the members. Fine. Aye. Page 2, all the members.
Aye.
Great. Page 3. On the issue of the referrals, we tabled this matter at the chairperson's meeting yesterday, and we will have Honorable Mohai to have a management meeting just to see how we're going to deal with it. But I can assure you, we're not going to tackle all 30. Okay. Maximum 3. Maximum 3, that will be my proposal. I put the minister of the 3rd of May to the committee a proposal for adoption. Honorable Mohai wants to say something?
No.
Oh. Can I get a mover for adoption for the minutes? Did the members read the minutes? Honorable Mohai, proposes adoption. Can I get a second, honorable members? Let's get serious. Honorable Gaylan seconds. Thank you. That is adopted. Honourable members, thank you. We see each other next week in the Free State, called the Gariep District, which municipal area, the Southern Free State. I want to warn you, take something warm with you. Not in terms of what is in a bottle, but in terms of clothing. They're expecting snow in the high areas of the Eastern Cape, and where we are going, we are bordering on the Eastern Cape. So take something warm to cover you during day and night time. Honourable members, that brings us to the end of this meeting. This meeting is adjourned. Have a cup of tea, coffee, and something to eat outside. That is not wasteful expenditure. Thank you. Thank you.